My name is Jessie Ace. I'm part of a group of enabled warriors that you've probably never heard of. We're fighting back against our invisible illness and taking the dis out of disability. We don't give sympathy to our symptoms. They enable us to be the warrior that we are. If you ask doctors and nurses, they'd say what we're doing is impossible. But pushing the limits of our conditions is something that we have to break through every single day. We push the limits. We are mentally strong. We can do anything. The question is, how far can we push those limits? This podcast will give you the answers. I'm Jessie Ace, and this is the Disabled to Enabled podcast. Warriors, we are back with another COVID episode for you. Today we are chatting with Courtney, who is from Canada. So Courtney's full episode will come out in a few weeks' time. So let's get a taster of Courtney and what she's all about, and let's have a chat about what things are like where she is right now. So hey, Courtney, how's life going?
Good. It's going well.
Good. Good. So how has life been in Canada over this whole crazy COVID thing?
Yeah, so life in Canada has definitely been interesting. We've seen that everyone has been experiencing the lockdown, the quarantine. So we've also been in quarantine as well. Mm-hmm. Slowly parts of the province. So I live in Ontario. So regions are opening up and services are opening up again. So it's a positive note.
Awesome. Awesome. So has the kind of isolation sort of aspect affected you at all, or are you kind of used to that maybe?
Yeah, so especially with someone living with ataxia, you know, if they were isolated already, being in quarantine meant that they were even more isolated. So it brings back the importance of having those socialization through virtual online communities, whether it be Facebook, whether it's support groups or Zoom calls, that is really important for someone who might be living with a rare disease.
Yeah, definitely. Having that online support and community, like you say, is so, so important. Mm-hmm. If you're kind of newly diagnosed at this time as well, like I was speaking to someone the other day who was newly diagnosed with MS, and she'd been diagnosed for like a month, but then not been able to kind of meet with a nurse or anybody. And I just thought, oh my goodness, that must have been so scary.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's harrowing how much it's just changed people's lives. So it's really important to be able to connect with other people who have, you know, lived experiences or share their experiences and be able to talk to someone.
Totally, yeah. So we should just mention as well, so you've created something called Hope for Ataxia, which is something that helps people with ataxia to kind of connect and kind of learn more about ataxia and spread the raise awareness of ataxia as well. Have you found that you've had to kind of change the way that you were doing your services? I mean, I know you mentioned in your episode that you had to move your fundraiser till next year. The burpee challenge. Find that in the episode. do you think everything's kind of changed for you guys, and you know, to moved online and things?
Right. So all of our support groups were always online. So in that respect, that didn't change, but we have seen that there's been more people attending the support groups, and it might be because there's been more isolation. People have more time. There can be a myriad of reasons, but definitely during the quarantine, you know, we've noticed that.
Yeah, definitely. So it might be because maybe people are maybe more had to adapt to kind of being online with like using Zoom and things like that, so maybe before it was maybe kind of scary, but now I think barriers have kind of been broken down for a lot of different people who maybe were kind of technophobes before, and they kind of, everybody's had to just embrace it and connect online. It's strange.
Yeah, definitely. And I think there's all obviously it's been a tough time, but it's also been positive in that respect, you know, that we've, you know, had that community and that we are consistent and people are tuning in.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. That's really cool. Do you think it's affected you in any other type of way? For like, for example, like medication, have you found it quite hard to get medication and things like that?
So I don't personally, I don't take any medication. But what I have noticed is that, you know, my gym has been closed. So I haven't been going to do the same exercises that I normally would be able to. I attend, you know, weekly lessons at the pool, you know, some low impact for myself. So, you know, I've been able to engage in those activities. So definitely, you know, that's changed for my health. But other than that, it's been about the same.
That's interesting. I really miss swimming. I really And I don't know what it is about this house, right? But my husband says it as well, so it's not just me going like mad. But like, we get this whiff of chlorine every so often when the windows are open, and we're like, where is that coming from? And it just reminds me of the swimming pool, and I'm just like, I really want to go swimming. Yeah, can't wait till everything kind of opens back up again and things get back to a little bit more not so much normal, because I don't think normal will exist now. I think it'll be definitely a new type of normal. Yeah, it's exciting having things opening again.
Yeah, slow and steady.
Slow and steady, that's it. That is awesome. Well, thank you so much, Courtney, for chatting with us today. Anybody always listening, you can hear more about what Courtney's doing in a few weeks when her full episodes get released, so have a look out for those. And until next time, stay enabled, warriors, and we'll catch up with you soon, Courtney. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Enabled warriors, do you want to win a copy of the Enabled Warrior Symptom Tracker book for free? The Symptom Tracker book will allow you to track your symptoms, instantly spot triggers, and get the best care possible from your doctors. Dr. Gretchen Hawley from the MSing Link said it was brilliant for those with chronic illnesses to give their doctors more accurate information. Recording these nuggets of information can be a game changer in receiving the best care for you and your symptoms. Inside the book, you'll find everything that you need to live your best life with chronic illness. Have you ever sat in an appointment and couldn't recall when your symptoms started, how long they lasted, the date of your first relapse, how long you've been on medication? Oh, me too. It's so annoying. That's why I made these pages in the book to help with this. Do you want to find out what foods are triggering your symptoms? Great, that's in the book too. Do you wish that you could wake up feeling positive and energetic every single day? The daily sheets in this book will help you do just that. Enter the giveaway by going to www.mybookgiveaway.com and enter your details through the message on Facebook Messenger that will pop up. If you are impatient and you want one now, then go get your Enabled Warrior Tracker book from www.enabledwarriors.org/book. Both of the links are in the show notes, so go and click them there. And get in control of your chronic illness today and start living the life you deserve. Stay enabled, warriors. Warriors listening, if you've enjoyed this episode and you want to win $100, leave a review on Apple Podcasts and tell us what you liked best. We'll choose one review at random each month to win $100. And after you've left your review, remember, go and click that subscribe button. Are you ready to fight back against your chronic illness and go from being disabled to enabled? Do you want to be an enabled warrior? Someone who's brave, strong, and confident, and someone who's ready to find a way to achieve awesome things despite a diagnosis. This is your invitation. Check out disabledtoenabled.com for articles and reviews to find out how you can become enabled too. Subscribe to the podcast to always be in the know. If you think this podcast is better than sleeping in on a Sunday, tickle that subscribe or follow button wherever you're listening. And make sure to share this episode with someone who needs some inspiration. Want to ask your questions to future guests? Make sure to join our Enabled Warriors tribe on Facebook and look out for our question posts. Before we go, check out Disabled to Enabled on Instagram for posts that tell it like it is. And remember, warriors, stay enabled.